health and safety gone mad is the subject for today's February boo. Today is the 4th of February and I have finally caught up. This is the subject for 4th of February. I should say I'm standing on a bus at the moment, holding on for dear life as it careers around Westminster. I don't know whether that fits into the bracket of health and safety in its appropriate place or health and safety gone mad. I'll let you decide. But what were the things that we could do when we were young that we can't do now, I think is the subject, as I understand it secondhand from SM2N and JN2N, Simon and Yana. Well, I was lucky when growing up to have friends who lived in a slightly more rural bit. I grew up in a reasonably rural area, but they lived a little bit, a couple of miles out of the centre of the village, and where they had the house backed onto farmland. On a number of occasions, we would go romping around the countryside on our own, almost sort of Famous Five style. And I remember my friend discovering the joys of electric fences by putting a hand on it, and of thinking we were being chased by a bull at one point, and running across a field, ducking under fences, and swimming in streams where the water was up to our necks. Probably good reason why some of my children don't do all of that these days. Wait there, Vance. Bear with me a moment. Okay, Vance, we're going. Find the way. Good lad. Find the way, Vance. We're going to platform 19, big dog. Come on then. So that was something that that I was able to do as a child. What else did I do as a child? Oh, I used to ride round the cul-de-sac that my parents lived on a bicycle, despite the fact that I could see pretty much only the curbstones. My poor mum, for a good amount of that time, I think used to have a heart in her mouth the whole time that I went out on this bike. But to her credit, to my parents' credit, they never actually stopped me from doing it. They just waited until I realised myself that I couldn't see as much as I thought I could. It perhaps wasn't the most sensible thing to be doing. Goodness knows how I never seriously injured myself. Vance, we need to go left, please. Left. That's it. Good boy. Good lad. Well done. The only injury I remember was when I first started cycling, riding into a lamppost. Quite hard. And it was after that I got that I had a helmet, if I remember rightly. Is there anything else I can think of? See, now, I'm not really a subscriber to this thing of health and safety gone mad. I think a lot of it is there for good reason. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm very sorry.
Okay, no sorry. Problem.
Go ahead. Vance, watch out. All right, then. Yes, important precautions like not walking into the back of people standing on platforms. Walking into them very hard. Find the way, Vance. And that's completely knocked the thought out of my head. Health and safety gone mad. Maybe there is a need for it sometimes. Right, Vance, come on then, let's go on here. Good lad. Come on. Can I come in here? coming. Turn around. Turn around. Turn around. Okay. Sit there. Already. Really ought to have given Vance a bit of a telling off for walking me into the gentleman on the platform there, but I was too shocked and too keen to apologise, really. That never mind. What happened, happened. I don't know why it springs to mind, but one sort of health and safety thing that does come into my brain, as I remember getting off a train at St. James's Park some years ago and going to go up the stairs and finding that they'd just put a chain across, but you know, it was before I had Vans, didn't find it with the cane or anything, and ended up literally walking smack into this chain across my chest, which was quite uncomfortable and I think quite a dangerous hazard to have on a station like that. So I think some safety rules, things that things that intervene when common sense doesn't prevail, can be useful. I've got one other image in my head now talking about this subject, and that's of the poor primary school children who these days are made to wear reflective vests when walking round anywhere on school trips, which just must feel horrid doing that. It's always occurred to me when hearing about this or seeing it that really it's the teachers who should have the reflective vests on so the children can find them again rather than the children. But there we go. Anyway, so that's my February day for thoughts on health and safety, mad or otherwise. And now I'm going to upload everything.